League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening.
With Snooki
and Joey.
Welcome to the Coral Coleman Showdown. I was going to play on one of those songs, like, We Are the World, We Are the Children. Do you remember that?
I think so.
Michael, it was from 1985, when everyone in the world got together.
A very beautiful song.
Come together as one nation under
that's
the Lord.
Great.
But welcome to, happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday. Welcome to What's Happening with Snippy and Joey. I feel like we had such a great show last week. I got a ton of comments just being so happy that we're speaking our minds and we're telling it how it is. So I just want to shout out all of our fans and listeners. You guys are amazing and you're beautiful people. And, you know, we're going to make the world a better place one day.
I was actually contacted by the Obama administration for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, great. I'm so proud of you.
I'll be getting, once we can get back out of quarantine, I will be receiving a ribbon and a plaque.
Did you listen to you, though? You were like, you were starting to go off.
I was popping off. Because
Yes, you sounded like Poppy Drunk.
Yeah, I was popping off, and I did it for the good.
I was like,
the good people.
I loved it.
I don't normally get riled up, but you know, enough's enough. That's what I like to say.
Amen, Queen.
So how was your week? I saw that you were very busy beaver with your department store that you opened up.
Yes. So my department store called Burlington. We're opening on Monday, you guys. So we're really trying to get everything done. Like, I had to organize everything because I knew we weren't going to open for a while. So I kind of just had everything thrown in there. And it wasn't like, you know, like the prints with the prints and all that stuff. So I had to organize and make sure I liked it the way it looked. And we're finally ready to open. We're opening Monday, June 15th, you guys. And our store hours are different just because I don't want the girls there for a long time. So we're going to be open from 10:30 to 4 every single day, and then we'll probably change it. But I'm super excited for all of you to see the new place.
I saw you're making a Kiki playlist to keep the true spirit of the Snooki fan alive and well while everyone's
yes. Yeah, so I made a huge playlist with all of my favorite house music and my beats. So when you guys walk in, it's like you're walking into my closet and you're listening to my favorite songs and you're just walking into my soul. So I really hope you guys enjoy and like what you see.
How do you, what's the law now? So the employees will have to wear a mask and people have to wear masks in your store?
Yeah, so if you guys are going to come, you have to wear a mask and we have to stay 6 feet apart or as much as we can.
If you don't have one, you can buy one there probably.
Well, yeah, but you definitely have to wear a mask. And I'm having a meeting with the employees on Sunday and I'm getting us pizza and wine. And we're just going to go over everything when it comes to sanitizing because we have a whole new cleaning system now. So we have to keep cleaning, especially the dressing rooms when you guys go in. So they have to disinfect everything. So it's going to be a process. But
that little credit card thing where you punch your number and that needs to be cleaned after every customer.
Exactly. So I got a ton of alcohol wipes and we're going to just constantly be wiping down the doorknobs and the counters and all that. So we definitely have a system. So if you guys are worried about, getting germs at the store, it's not going to happen because I bought like $5,000 in cleaning products.
Yeah, and if I was you, I would put like a bottle of the hand sanitizer like at the door so people can just wash their hands before they come in so they can feel better.
Well, so actually, that's one of the rules. So if you are open, you have to offer hand sanitizer to your customers.
Oh, good.
So it's right by our checkout. So we have a full pump for you guys. So yeah, we basically got everything on the checklist and we are ready to go. And I'm just so excited to open because this is bullshit.
Finally. Now, what else can open up in Jersey? Now, because the city, everything's still locked down. Nothing's going on here, girl. So
you have like another week, I feel. You're like a week behind us.
Just a week?
I think so. Or at the end of June, I think you start to open. But restaurants can open now. So restaurants, you can eat outside. So that's fun. Because I feel like I love eating outside anyway when I go to restaurants, especially if it's nice out and like the sun's going down, you have a glass of wine. So that's really exciting.
But if it, you can't eat inside yet.
No, so everything is outside.
So what if the restaurant doesn't have it? Do they go in the parking lot with tables?
No, yeah, I feel like everyone has like a new system. I know a lot of towns in Jersey, they're like blocking off one of the streets, and they're putting everyone's tables out there so they can, you know, try and open and have a business.
Well, that's nice of everyone.
Yeah.
For accommodating.
So the 15th, you guys, it's going down.
That's lovely. I don't know. Yeah, my New York is still fucking wild, wilding out. And no one's...
Wait, so I'm watching... I'm really trying to not watch the news during the day because right. The kids are watching with me, and Sissy's like, oh my God, like with all these states being overrun. So I'm trying to watch it at night, and it's just... It's getting bad out there. Like, I'm worried.
Well,
I'm really worried.
Now, everyone is... Now, we talked about it last week briefly about protesters... And rioters, I think there was, you know, there's definitely a difference. And the message is
there's
clear.
Absolutely a difference.
The message is very clear. I just think that, you know, the rioting can get very dangerous. And they're not only they're hurting themselves in the process, like they took down a Columbus statue and one of the protesters got bashed in the head with it and is in the hospital now. So, you know, violence is never safe or condoned. But I just think a lot of people are taking to the streets of these... with all the statues.
No, it's definitely getting scary. I was reading or watching the news, and everyone's getting injured. There's a ton of people dying. Cops are losing their eyes. Some cops are like dying and in critical condition. It's very scary out there, and I'm all for, you know, the protests when it comes to like a peaceful, beautiful protest. Like, I've seen so many that it literally put tears in my eyes because you see the cops standing. And then you see the protesters, and they're like saying whatever they have to say. And then you see the cops start to kneel, and then all the protesters run over to them and start hugging them.
Oh, stop! I was crying.
Yeah, that's the shit that I love, and that's like what shows that everyone can still make this world a better place.
Compassion.
But then you see the other side of it, and there's just violence everywhere and people kicking the shit out of each other. And it's just like, oh my God. So it's definitely scary out there, you guys, and scary times. But, you know, obviously the world needs a change. And I just want everyone, especially our listeners and our lovers, to be safe. And do not forget that it is Pride Month. So we can try and celebrate that as well.
You're here, work queer, get used to it. I'm going to piggyback off what you just said.
I'm not piggyback. Are you a reporter?
We're in the Zoom meeting. It's because I just think that everything is needs to be considered. You know what I mean? Not all cops are bad. Not all criminals, and not all, you know, black people of color are criminals or suspect. So in general, I think everyone needs to realize there's a bad group, a handful, but does not change the way you should feel about an entire community of people or entire. You know, force of people, and everyone's talking about getting rid of the police. I wouldn't feel safe. I don't think anyone would feel safe if the police weren't here, but I do think that the laws need to change and they need to be held accountable for not obeying what they're supposed to be doing and doing things.
Exactly. Yeah, you know? Definitely the bad cops need to be held accountable, and they need
to
go
to prison
because they're terrible people.
The laws need to change completely. And I found out this this week, and there's a documentary called 13 on Netflix that I want to watch, 13th it's called, and it talks all about the beginning of, you know, discrimination in the police. But if the police were invented back in the way days, it was, you know why they were invented? For when slaves would escape. From their own.
That's great.
That's what police were invented for. So this has been institutionalized in the DNA of police, discriminating against black people since the very beginning of what fucking police were. So, it's
I had no idea that's how police started.
This today.
Wow.
So that's like the DNA of it. So of course, you know, there's going to always have that undertone, whether they're being mindful of it or not. And I heard in the police academy, they're taught to be suspect of minorities and to kind of trigger minorities. So again, all these factors have to come in when the police, you know, are finally, you know, the laws and shit are changing. They need to be, you know, addressing this right fucking ahead of time because it's being instilled in the police academy. It's being instilled in the DNA of what fucking police are about oppressing people. So I think it's just the laws need to be completely rewritten. And I think it's not a good thing. It's not going to be done overnight. And But, you know, I think a lot of protesting is doing good, and I think it's getting a lot of things accomplished, and it's about fucking time.
So definitely, I think, you know, if there is money to take off from them, because, you know, you have to pay the police, but they get a lot of money from what I was reading. So it's definitely great to give some of that to organizations and charities and all of that that are working to make the world a better place. But that's just causing cops to quit. And, you know, that's, I just feel like it's a very scary time right now. And
a huge divide.
Yeah, it's just very scary. And I wish we could all come to like an understanding. You know what I mean? You know, let's get on the same page and let's work this out so then we can all get back to our lives in a safe place. But it definitely is a scary thought to think that there would be no police whatsoever. Do you know what I mean?
I think at the end of the day, no matter what your role is in anything, you lead your life and lead your heart with a love and compassion for humanity, no matter what it is. And no matter what your job is or what your political party is or whatever it is, lead with love and kindness, and eventually everything will prevail. But if you go into the world with hate and discrimination, that's what's gonna come out of it. There'll never be a resolution. So just treat people the way you want your son and daughters to fucking be treated, and the way that you expect, you know, you would want to be treated. Put yourself in other people's places and think of the stuff. Take yourself out of your situation for a minute. And your privilege, and think about how these people must be feeling.
It's happening.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You guys know I did all the posters for Madison and everyone to put their posters up, and I ended up having to take some of them down because they were getting ruined by the weather. So I had one of our employees go and laminate them because she works at Staples, Tiana.
Ooh.
So she ended up laminating them. We're going to add them back up. So if you guys saw that they were taken down, we're putting them back up. But today I was in the store and I had this man come in. He was with his child, holding his child's hand, and he walked in and he said, "I don't support Black Lives Matters, therefore I'm not going to support your store," and walked out. I didn't hear it because I was in the back. But if I was in front, I would have made such a scene. I would say, "Where do you work? What is going on? I'm going to get up your employers." Like, we're getting a few comments like that. And I'm just like, keep it to yourselves. Honestly, I don't want you to support me if you're an asshole like that. And that is your opinion.
Yeah, we don't need legal money in our store. Thank you anyway.
Oh, it's crazy. It's like we're supporting something that is amazing. And, you know, we need a change. And I just feel like people aren't really getting it. They're just thinking wrong things.
Yeah. Like I said,
annoying.
Love and kindness and compassion, everyone. You dumb fucks.
Yeah, you fucking annoyings.
So let's piggyback off that.
Stop saying piggyback.
We're in a Zoom meeting.
Now it's annoying. Embarrassing.
A lot of Hollywood has been seeing the repercussions of their racist past. And
I can't.
Hide your wife and hide your racist past because they firing everybody out here.
This is insane.
Lord.
I feel like every other day somebody is just getting canceled. And I'm like, holy shit.
I've never been about cancel culture, and I'm still 90% not about cancel culture.
Wait, they're talking about it on the news now. Like, canceled culture is like it's like a word now. It's like
I believe in freedom of speech. I believe that there's 90% of the bullshit coming out of your mouth can be fucking fired, you know, blowing smoke up people's ass bullshit and not right. But I do believe in freedom of speech, and I don't believe that someone should be canceled because of something they might have said. I mean, if it's something hateful and violent and you know, if it's hate driven, yes. But if it's a silly comment, an insensitive comment that you made when you were a kid or something like that, you know, there's definitely situations that call for it. But I think everyone is in such a on like a level 100 right now that anything remotely considered questionable is they're just not taking any chances. And they're just cleaning house with anyone who's ever said anything. And I do believe things should be situational. But yeah, so starting with the Vanderpump Rules class, Lisa Marie Vanderpump, had to fire 4 of her employees because they were allegedly doing racist things.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys know the real tea if I tell us about it, because I don't know the whole story. I just know that they're in trouble. Now, Marky Mark got yelled at because he was arrested for racism when he was a boy, a young boy, a young hoodlum on the streets of Boston.
A young lad. Yeah,
he was a gangster rapper.
Then there's a couple MTV people from The Challenge that got fired from MTV. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then Abby Lee Miller, her show got completely canceled.
Oh, I can imagine. She's an
asshole. She's mean to everybody. And especially, oh, my God, what's her name? Naya. She's the original, one of the original dance moms. And she was always so mean to her. And I always felt so bad for her. And she ended up doing an apology to all the women she's hurt, but she left out Naya. And I'm like, oh, that's fucked up.
And she did. Everyone felt bad when she was sick for a little bit. I don't wish cancer on anyone. That's a horrible thing. But she, that she was like forgiven for that. And then she started becoming an asshole after that again. So.
Well, she's just mean in general. So I don't really care that she got canceled. But the fact that, you know, everyone is, it's like, oh my God.
Oh, Bon Appetit magazine.
This is wild.
I'm obsessed with Bon Appetit magazine for so long. And they're in a hot water because their editor-in-chief, Adam Rappaport, apparently he dressed up, with him and his wife, they dressed up as like hip-hop, I guess, I think it was a Puerto Rican costume. They were supposed to be Puerto Rican. Anyway, but the reason why they were targeted because they said Boricua and like Poppy and stuff like that. So they're using like Puerto Rican slang. And they used it as a Halloween costume. His Halloween costume was someone's race, which is, I mean, I don't think it's hate driven. It's just fucking ignorant and stupid. But it's not only that. It's you know, the Bon Appetit and Condé Nast in general has been very whitewashed. They own Vogue magazine. They have Allure. They have, you know, and Bon Appetit. And the editors, one of the editors, Sola, I believe she is Hispanic. She spoke out saying that, you know, they do YouTube videos and they're so, so popular. That's where I've been obsessed with them, Brad Leone and all these people I love on their YouTube channel. But apparently the people of color that were doing the videos weren't getting paid. Only the white people that were working there and doing YouTube videos were being paid. So she said that.
Oh.
And she's like, she's been vocal. She goes, I'm disgusted that, you know, all these people are being paid. And we're not being paid. So now they're reevaluating the whole thing. Anna Wintour had to go on. She's the editor. She's actually the creative director of all Condé Nast. She has to go on and say that Vogue magazine, she's going to change her ways and start hiring more black people. I think everyone, all companies, usually Pride Month is the one where they're all wilding out, saying, you know, we're going to hire more diversity, more gays. Now it's not only the gays, it's they're hiring more.
Well, I'm actually looking for a gay for my store. I mean, we have Tiana. She's a lesbian.
Right.
But I really
want to be gay. She's also a woman of color.
Yes.
That's a double whammy.
Well, it's so funny. I got a comment today because we posted Kara wearing our eyelashes on the website or on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then we have this girl wiling out like, nobody cares about her. She's white. You need to post black women. And I'm like, do you not see that I have a beautiful black employee named Tiana? And I post her always. And I repost people who wear our stuff. Like, I posted 3 beautiful Asian girls the other day. I'm like, don't come at me with this shit because I'm the last person to not include every beautiful soul. So get the fuck out of here.
Your blush palette, your lip tints, like everything you sell is good for anyone's skin tone. And you have a medium, you're right in between as far as skin tones goes. You are like dead in between in the spectrum. When I go shopping for your foundations, you are dead in the spectrum. So you know that you get darker in the summer, you get lighter.
Right.
So you're.
But I feel like people are also forgetting that I'm an adopted Chilean person. Yeah. Like, everyone thinks I'm, like, white, and I have all this white privilege. Like, I'm adopted from a cornfield, and I'm very blessed for, you know, my parents adopting me. And get out of here. Like, Spanish, bitch.
We still have to go back there, so they'll give you the key to the city. It's on. So people will be,
yes. If you guys are listening from Santiago, hit up, the president, because I'm going.
And let us know what cool restaurants to go to, which kind of bars, because that's our
yes, queen.
On our global world tour.
Everyone looks like me.
I know.
It's so cute.
There's Chilean girls around my neighborhood that sell mangoes on the corner, and I always think it's like your cousin or someone.
It probably is.
It's a mango with a little spicy sauce and watermelon and a little cart.
It's my cousin.
Let me go on my phone here and see what I have written down. Okay, so I had a home invasion last night.
Okay.
I was forced out of my home. I was laying in bed. I had already taken my pills. It's around 1 a.m. I've been staying up till 5 a.m. almost every night on TikTok.
Are you drinking?
I know. You know what? I'll get to it, but I'm not doing well right now as far as health goes.
So, oh my God.
I have to reel it in. But anyway, so that story will be second. So I'm in my bed, throwing on TikTok. I'm nude from the waist down. I do have a camisole on top. And then I start, out of the corner of my eye, I see someone walk into my room, like by my window. I'm like, oh my God. I look up. And there was a fucking cockroach the size of a fucking seat.
Oh my God, you're infested with cockroaches.
It was the size of like a fucking pterodactyl. It was
like a bird.
A bird. It was like 10, it was like a foot long. It was the most biggest thing.
Are you sure you weren't just drugged?
No, because listen. I mean, I was on my downers. But anyway, so I run to the cabinet. And I read the raid, and I was like, normally I would try to save you, fucker, but I'm in the middle of the night, I'm spooked, and it was in my bedroom. So like, there's no way I can sleep in this room tonight, knowing there's a fucking thing. I should kill you and dispose of your body before I can get into my slumber. So I grabbed the raid, and I sprayed it. The bitch saw the can. She fucking took off, up the curtain, and I screamed, and I ran in the other room, and I was like, I had to leave my room for like a good minute. And then I tried to look for him on the curtain. I couldn't find the body. I was like, where is the body? So I knew it had to index. Raid works every time, but she could have escaped, you know, and got like got some fresh air anyway. So I was like, I can't stay here. I have to burn the house down. So I left and I went to Leah's house in the middle of the night and I slept at her house cause she's still not home. And then I came, before I came home, I went to CVS and I bought like an arsenal of like things. Like it was like ammo. Like I was going into war. I bought like 2 cans of Raid with like these straw sprayers. And I got this other shit. And traps. So I locked down the whole house today, and then I vacuumed up all around, and I found the body in my vacuum.
Oh my God!
So I think I'm okay for now, but I just have to. I had the can of Raid on my nightstand, and it's ready. It's strapped and like ready with no. What is it when the gun has like a? So there's no safety on it. It's ready to shoot at any time. If I see anyone try to home invade my room tonight, you'll be fucking shot down and killed upon entry. So don't try it, motherfuckers. I'm living in a roach motel and to Zena and Chris. But another thing, my health, I got on the scale the other day at my sister's house. I went down the shore and I didn't realize how fat I was because I get the cool sculpting. So I don't look as heavy as I am. I weigh almost 300 pounds.
You don't weigh 300 pounds.
Yes, I do. I got on the scale and Poppy weighed me. I had my eyes closed. He told me it's close to it. So I realized I had to get
Did you gain? How much weight did you gain?
Probably 50 pounds.
Oh, my God.
So I have to lose weight, basically. So I'm just going back on my regular diet. I'm just going back on the paleo, where you don't eat carbs and sugar and all that shit, bread and all that. So I already lost like 6 pounds or 5-10 pounds or something. I don't know. So I'm just going back on my diet and trying not to die early.
I mean, I've been telling you this, and Joey hung out with our friends Nick and Kara last week, mm-hmm. and I was watching their stories because I was jealous. But I saw the one of Joey, and he looked like a 75-year-old man. And I was like, oh my God.
That's right. I need some new hair dye for my beard. I dye my beard. I've been like living out of a mole lady in the Roach Motel. I haven't been in public. And I thought we weren't going to have a summer, and apparently it looks like we might have a little bit of a summer, and I'm not ready for it. So this is the body you're going to get until further notice. But I will be trying to cut down on my binge drinking and binge eating. I'd like to get some weed if I can, so I'm not taking in so many calories. But I'm really just going to be trying to do some self-care. And self-awareness. And then I remember before this all happened, right before this happened, I was going to the gym religiously through my scamming program I had going on across the tri-state area where I was going.
I feel like you were in the mood to like work out and get shit done.
I was. And I had my whole scam going about my free trial memberships at all the gyms in the tri-state area where I'd go and pretend to be interested in getting a membership. And then I would change my phone number the next day and block them. But yeah, so hopefully things will open back up and I can get get a little pump going, if you know what I mean.
Yes, queen. I've been actually killing myself in quarantine because I really want to get back to, you know, my physical healthy and strong body weight. And I just feel like it's taking forever because I am like having, yeah, but it's also keeping me sane. So I love doing it because, you know, being stuck in the house for 13 weeks with three kids is a lot. So it's definitely keeping me sane, but I feel like I'm not losing what I want to lose because I keep drinking wine every single night, but I like need to. I just feel like it calms me down and like it's very relaxing, even if I have like two glasses a night, you know?
You should start microdosing LSD.
Oh my God. Like I definitely had wine last night because Jersey Shore was on. Did you watch? Of course not.
I haven't recorded. It was a big wedding. Did you watch? It was part one of the speech. I don't think it came out as bad as everyone was assuming it was.
We'll see, because it's still next week is like
the rest, what do
next
you
week is like what happens after the speech. So it's definitely being drawn out. So I feel like all the fans are annoyed because they just want to see what happens. But yeah, next week is my last episode, Opal.
Oh, well, there you go. But there's a new show out. Paulie and Vinny, they have 10 shows on MTV right now.
Oh my God, yeah. So Paulie and Vinny had their A Shot at Love show after ours last night, and it was amazing. And I just love that show. I think they're so awesome, and the girls are so funny. The girls are really cute on there. And then they're also coming out with a prank show. So they are killing it, and hopefully MTV will give me some shows because I'm jobless.
June 12th, productions are allowed to open up in LA again. So that's
I saw that.
Everyone on Facebook, because we have all our friends that we've worked with over all the years, they're all looking for PAs and looking for videographers and people to work on these new shows they're filming. And I'm jealous. I want to go out there and work. But I think that, you know, once everything starts coming up and running here, we can have some more work to do.
Yes, queen. So I'm just excited to get back to work. I'm excited for life to get back to normal. I know now Governor Murphy lifted, who's the governor of New Jersey, lifted the stay-at-home order. So basically, you can like go out to places that are open now, but you still have to wear a mask and you have to stay 6 feet away from people. And you can have like, I think he said over 50 people at your house if you're outside. So you can like have like, you know, birthday parties that were missing and all that stuff, or you can have like a pool party outside.
But I can come over?
Yeah, I think you can come over now.
Oh, good.
So right now I'm just, we're moving to another shore house. So we're working on that. And then once we get the new shore house, I'm just excited to be outside and enjoy the summer shores.
You really bought that house?
Yeah. So I'm closing on it this week, hopefully. And then we're going to start moving in. So I have a lot of shit to do, but I'm just excited to try and enjoy the summer, or what's left of it, because, you know, this world is crazy, and I feel like we're all stressed about it. So, you know, if you can relax and try and enjoy the rest of the summer, please, by all means.
I have some sad news. Kelly Clarkson's getting divorced.
She's married?
I said the same thing. Poppy called me and said, you better talk about it on your podcast. I was like, I didn't even know she was married. Apparently she has two kids. She was married to Reba McEntire's son. One final story. Today actually marks the 5th anniversary of Caitlin Marie transitioning.
Shut up.
Yes, so so she went and celebrated with Kylie and Sophia, and their friends.
Where? Everything's closed.
Apparently Nobu and Malibu's open because everyone's been going there. I don't know if they rented out the restaurant for the just for the occasion of Caitlyn's transition. But it's been 5 years for
to be rich and famous.
It's Caitlin Marie. We do still have to get Sophia Marie on the show to discuss all the ins and outs of their friendship, and I just want to say happy 5th anniversary during Pride Month to Caitlin Marie and Chris.
I love it. Congratulations.
Yes. So, well, I just wanted to say again, thank you to all of our supporters for constantly supporting us and listening to our podcast.
Yes, we love you guys so much. I think me and Dina are doing a meatball show tonight.
Ooh.
So we will see you there, Joey.
Yes, I'll be listening.
All right, so get your wines ready. I'm not sure what time we're going on tonight, but I feel like it's okay to go on tonight and just say hi to everyone and just make everybody smile.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah. So, without further ado, go out there and treat everyone the way you want to be treated. Be kind, gentle.
Spread love and kindness.
Spread love and kindness. and drink like a fish and keep your chin up and your panties down. That'll be
all. Amen.
So long.
All right, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
It's happening.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.